Yes, 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 world. That about concludes another episode of Crimes and Treasons Radio. Big, big, big shout out, big love to everybody that tuned in. Whether you're tuning in on CITR.ca, checking us out on twitch.tv/crimes and treasons, however you tune in with us, Vancouver's rap radio show appreciates y'all. Big shout out to everybody fucking with us. JJ, I see you. Mars, also Masha out in New York City, Hideki in Japan, Caleb in Toronto, everybody that fucks with us, big shout out. Be sure to tune in with us, Crimes and Treasons, next week, 8 to 10 p.m. Vancouver's rap radio show is about to conclude, but that doesn't mean you got to go anywhere. We still got some more entertainment for y'all right into the late night. Big shout out to everybody fucking with CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up next, Off the Beaten Path.
Machine Gun Kelly, right now I am tuned in to Crimes and Treasons, goddammit.
Hey, what is up, Isaiah Rashad?
Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze.
Yo, 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 what's good? It's Bodega Bams, a.k.a. Poppy, a.k.a. Young Don Francisco.
Hey, yo, it's Baby No Money.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Terrell Safady.
Hey, what's up? It's Tion Kidd.
What up? This is Stango.
And this is your boy Waldo.
And you're listening to Crimes and Treasons Radio.
Yeah, bitch.
What's up? This is Peanut Butter Wolf. You're listening to Crimes and Treason Radio.
Hello, this is Blow Fly.
Hey, this is Halo.
Hey, what's up? It's St. John, and you're not listening to Crimes and Treasons. It's lit.
Hey, I know who it is, man. It's your boy, Sahai the Prince.
Yo, what up, though? This is Ill Tone from Blacktivity.
Yo, peace, family. It's your Guala Dizzy Rice.
Yo, this is Remy Wolf.
Hey!
Yo, what's poppin', man? It's I Am Super.
This is Jay Worthy, a.k.a. P Worthy.
Hey, yo, you already know what time it is. It's your boy, ASAP Yams, a.k.a. Yamborghini, a.k.a. Lil Newport, a.k.a. motherfucking... I got too many motherfucking aliases, but you already know what time it is. Crime and treason in this motherfucker. Shout out to these motherfuckers. They putting it down with that real trill shit.
Yo, 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 yo. It's Camp Blow Out.
Crimes and treasons. That's what we believe in while we blowing the treason.
Crooks out.
Tune in to Vancouver's rap radio show every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
I could be whatever you want, but probably not what
Yo, hey, you're tuned in with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, the finest radio station here, broadcasting live from the most western part of Vancouver. We're broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish Nations territories. And listen, we're back for another Tuesday, isn't it? It's no longer. I feel like the time is moving by so fast. Can't believe it's April 11th already. Hey, listen, we only got like 2 months till summertime. So, you know, like enjoy as the weather continues to change. If you never listened to Off the Beaten Path before, you're in for a treat. You know, what we'd like to do here is talk about, you know, what's going on here in the Lower Mainland. What's going on here in BC? What's going on here in Canada? What's going on here globally? You know what I mean? Like, how are the people feeling? What are some of the trends and where is the world going? Listen, you know, Off the Beaten Path is here to help you. You know, just act like you're on the couch. Sometimes we have some guests in here. Sometimes we have, you know, some artists come on. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we're reviewing stuff. You know, today we're going to be talking a little bit about, like, what is it? What does it look like when people are doing bad? Because, you know, here, listen, we have like a different perspective on what bad looks like. And some people have been showing their ass over the past week. And some people who you might not expect. And we're going to get into that later. But listen, I got some nice new music for you this week. Got some funny stories. Like, you know, listen, I know coming out of Easter, coming out of a long weekend. Listen, I know you're probably sitting at home or maybe you're in a car. Maybe you're driving Uber right now and you're like, you know what? My day's been fucking amazing. Or my day's been shit. But you know what? Listen, I'm here with you. You can roll up. Maybe you have a drink. Maybe you have a glass of water, some tea. You can sit back and vibe. Listen, I got some nice, smooth music. What you listen to right now is Cruza. And for the next 7 days, listen, get outside because the weather's going to be nice. I know it was rainy last week, but this week should be nice until the weekend. You know how it goes. But it's nice. It's starting to get warmer. It's getting into the double digits. But when we come back, listen, we're going to talk a little bit about my weekend. My weekend was pretty interesting. Had some fun stuff and some fun stuff you might definitely want to hear about. So when we get back, you'll be in it.
Around the edges, but once she's up, can't stop staring up at my mug. Shorty to my left, impeccable posture, arch back, bent legs all border. Booty popped out, got me hot and bothered. Obsessed with the scent that come off her. I was on the fence, but now I'm not. Wanna give her all I got to offer. Everything gets darker at the thought of if I lost her. when you bless. Or just could be morning sex. Nothing says good morning like kissing on your neck. To avoid giving off my morning breath, she went back to bed for a sec, just in time for me to come correct. Whipped up and brought her eggs with biscuits all buttered up. Told her lift up your legs, spoiler till she forget all them other boys she met. Let the sun set on them other men. Her love shines so bright I had to swim.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Listen, call in 604-822-2487. Go to CITR.ca. Send some money to the fund drive. Listen, we talk about this. I talk about this every week because the fund drive happens once a week. But you see, we don't do this for the sponsors. If you listen to a podcast, you probably listen to a podcast during the daytime. How many times are you skipping through advertisements? Listen, I'm here, so you don't have to do that. But because there's no advertisements, it means that you need to do your part, whether that's call in, tell a funny story, you know what I mean? Share some of your love for CITR. Or go to the fund drive, donate some money. It's that simple. Anyways. This weekend was hilarious. I had a lot of fun this weekend and was tired as fuck. Had a sailing race on Friday. So if you listen to Off the Beaten Path, you know that I race sailboats on the weekend. Feels like something that is, like, if you ever did it, you would be like, why would you do that for fun? Like, I think about these types of things. Like, I feel like I have a lot of activities that I do because for some reason I've created this narrative around life where, like, I don't even think I created it. Like, obviously I have observed and brought this into my being somehow, that, like, you just have to be doing shit all the time. Like, I feel like that if you're not doing stuff, then, like, what are you doing? You know, like that. And so sometimes, like, but then also I'm from a perspective where life is about just living. Anyway, it's part of how I live is I race sailboats on Friday. It was nice and fun. However, like, when it's fun, it means it's kind of scary. Like, there's, like, a definite, there's a definite linear line that, like, splits somewhere, but I haven't been there yet. That's like the amount of fun that you can have sailing has to be of some type of function of the amount of fear that is in it. And when I mean fear, not like fear where you're, like, frozen, but like fear where you are feeling like you are in a battle, you know, like, not a real battle, but like you are out there making sure, you know, with other people, making sure that you and the people that you with are safe and also going fast. And there's a balance. Anyways, it was a lot of fun. So listen, you can do it. Like, if you'd like to find out how you can get on a sailboat, listen, you can call up the radio show. I will tell you how to do it. If you're listening to Off the Beaten Path, you're probably my type of person. I probably want you on a boat. So listen, you can call in. Maybe you can write it to the Facebook page. Let me know. But anyways, I was out there Friday, Saturday. Saturday, I went out for friend Rico Uno's birthday. He's a DJ around here. You know, I think you can go check him out tomorrow at Granville Room. Went out for his birthday, sang some karaoke. It was very nice to be out in a curated space for his birthday. So it was like he wanted to throw, like, a variety show, karaoke night, just like a stage with the mic for and friends and some drinks. It was cool. It was a lot of fun. Sang some karaoke. Had a good time. Like, I feel like, don't let the internet fool you. Like, please do not let the internet. The internet will tell you that, like, you cannot go out and have fun. The internet will tell you. When I say the internet, I'm talking about people on the internet who are fucking miserable. Like, what I, this is something that I think everybody should know, is that there are people who you follow or maybe who you think have such good lives. You're like, damn, look how many followers this person has. Look how many, look how clever they are at tweeting, or look how good they are at sending pictures, or look how good they are at, you know, making videos on internet. And you're like, listen, some of those people are fucking happy and rich and feeling really good about themselves. So, you know, there's obviously that. But a lot of those people are fucking miserable. And this is what they do. They belittle people on the internet to make themselves feel good. And one of those ways that they belittle is that they talk about outside and going out as if they are the arbiter of what fun and what a good time looks like. Listen, I'm telling you, there are people having fun. And sometimes I have to get out of my head when I do this too, because, like, I feel like as a researcher, particularly somebody who researches brands, I've become so jaded with constantly evaluating and assessing how people are thinking and acting and why they're buying. And all of it leads back to some version of vanity and ego. And it is exhausting. And so I can get to this point where I can think that, like, you know, people are idiots and nobody's doing anything genuine and nobody's doing anything authentic. Everything is fake. Everything is for posturing status. And that's not true. Like, that's not true. Like, obviously that is true for some people, but for a lot of people, people are out here still having fun. And so I went out on Saturday, bring it back, went out on Saturday, went out for my friend's birthday and sang some karaoke. And I do, like, over the pandemic, you know, some people learned how to speak Spanish, and some people learned how to do ceramics. These are all things that I did during the pandemic. So, you know, I like to pat myself on the back. But, you know, some people like actually got into stuff and like maybe built a business and did like some real productive shit. And I learned how to sing some musicals. And so I performed one of the musicals because, like, it was karaoke, but people were singing, like, you know, some rap songs, some R&B ballads. I was like, you know what? I'm going to fuck them up. Hit them with this Nightmare Before Christmas. Boom. Having fun. And I'm glad Adele pushed me to do it because it was, like, very nice. It was, like, good energy for the people, and I was glad to be able to bring that to my friend's birthday party. But yeah, like I said, people are having fun. Don't believe people on the internet. Go outside, go out and listen, and just fucking do what you think is fun. Who cares? Like, I see people on the internet, or because I'm highly online, I see people always videotaping people dancing or having fun and making fun of people dancing and talking about it as if, like, that's the reason why people don't have fun and don't go out. And it's potentially some of the reason, because nobody wants to be made fun of on the internet. Like, nobody wants to be the main character, but people are still out there having fun. And if you find, you know what I'm saying, just go out there and just dance like nobody's looking, sing like nobody's listening to you. You know what I mean? This weekend I also watched Succession, and listen, there's a spoiler alert. So if you haven't watched the latest episode of Succession, just cover your, I'm going to count to 30 seconds, so cover your ears, and I won't talk about it anymore. But, actually, you know, I'm not even going to talk about the spoiler. I lied. Just talk about kind of how ridiculous it is that I actually watched Succession after you listen to this radio show and you hear me just talk about capitalism, anti-capitalism all the time. It's like, damn, Issa, you used to watch Succession? Well, yeah, it's a good TV show, and, you know, sometimes it's hard to be fighting all the time. Like, it is hard to fight all the time. Listen, I understand. Sometimes you gotta watch a show. But also, it's crazy watching a show about, basically about the Murdochs, but, you know, watching about Fox News and kind of their family history, and they've turned it into a drama, into like a, you know, quote unquote fictitious, you know, a fictitious story. And, but it's, you know, there's people who are really living their lives like this, and they're talking about these ultra high net worth, like, there's so many shows that are really focusing on that and trying to drive this level of sympathy with these billionaires. And this crazy part is that, like, while, you know, I'm online, I understand that there's people online who are definitely not falling for it, but there are people who are 100% getting lulled by all of this rich people propaganda. And like, if you think about the shows that have come out in the past few months or years, you know, we got Succession, we got Billions, we got The Menu, we got Knives Out, we have, these are just kind of like the bangers. We got White Lotus 1 and 2. They made those two seasons quick. That's already five shows just about rich people. And, you know, maybe you got Industry, if you consider that, like, I mean, that's more like rags to riches. But then if you think about, like, Bel-Air, which is about black rich people, and you think about, you know, like Power Ghost Book, all those about, like, rich black people, you know what I mean? You know, like, it's a lot of wealth stuff going on, you know what I mean? Like, that, it is interesting to show, see, like, you know, they put in a lot of effort to show you being rich is hard too. And I think we talked about here last week on the radio show about the lottery winner. And this past week was just thinking about what I would do with $55 million. And just also thinking about, like, wow, how $55 million is absolutely, like, change your family, maybe change your life, change lives money. I say it's like change lives money. You can change a few people's lives. But it's not change the world money, you know? And, like, it's even now, like, $1 billion is not even, like, change the world money. $1 billion is, like, a million. I feel like $1 billion is, like, a million in the year 2000. Like, I remember in the year 2000, like, oh, man, if I make $1 million, man, that would be crazy. $1 million on the McDonald's game, that would be insane. Now, like, for them to get the shit moving, they would have to put $1 billion on the McDonald's game. I feel like to get it, like, really, to get you really thinking, like, wow, that's a crazy prize. And they could do it. Listen, McDonald's can afford it. I promise you McDonald's can afford it. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about this Dalai Lama and also about Israel Adesanya and how they are related, but maybe just enough to make you think, not enough to make you go, hmm.
Yeah, and you know you really don't deserve me. My number one, but you don't prefer me. I be working on me, baby, don't tell me. And if you're fucking with me, you ain't need to worry, yeah. I'm working on a fantasy. You're loving me, it's all I do. All I do, it's all I do, it's all I do, yeah. I take you high, no gravity. You're feeling me, it's all I do. All I do, all I do, it's all I do.
Strawberry lips and eyes of cinnamon. You're so finesse, yo. Mind is heaven sent. Clear the stress. Try your little tenderness. Ooh, baby, do that thing, yeah. Kiss my neck again. Ooh, baby, you the moon and stars, and you my medicine. You are the light inside the dark. I love your elements. Everything is everything, yeah. Give me all your energy, yeah. Kiss me and let's make love. I miss your touch. You are my everything. You are my everything. Yeah.
You make me feel like I'm moving real life. I need some love. If this ain't real life, I know it feel right. I need some love.
And you know you really don't deserve me. My number one, but you don't prefer me. I've been working on me, baby, don't tell me. Fucking with me, you ain't need to worry, yeah. I'm working on a fantasy. You're loving me, it's all I do. All I do, it's all I do, it's all I do, yeah. I take you high, no gravity. You're feeling me, it's all I do. All I do, all I do, it's all I do, yeah.
I only got this life, yeah. Yes, you want me around. Yes,
Yeah, she want me around.
Back at Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Listen to call in 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. If numbers and you go together like oil and water. So this past weekend, I find, you know, every once in a while, there's just something that universally we can look at and be like, ugh. I feel like is kind of the feeling when I heard about, especially something that gets like my mom going or get my grandma sending me a text message. You know that it's got to be mainstream and also universal where she knows we're going to have the same reaction. And I feel like people got that when they saw the Dalai Lama ask that little boy to suck on his tongue, which is just a weird thing to do. And also abusive. There's no excuse. I don't even know, like, I mean, I know who the Dalai Lama is. I've read a little bit. I don't want to say I've read a lot about the Dalai Lama, but I did watch a movie 7 years in Tibet. Not that it has anything to do with what's going on right now. But as a religious figure, I still basically I'm saying I'm not sure. I don't understand he's not the Pope. You know what I mean? Like, I could tell you about this is what the Pope's role is. Dalai Lama, I know he's supposed to be reincarnated in human God in human form. Anyways, it's just like, we just don't do that anymore. Like, I feel like we don't allow ourselves to fall that deep into religion in public. That you get to finding where people are talking about, like, you know, people are God in for human form, which allows them to then do things that we wouldn't allow normal people to do. And like having a little kid in your family or not in your family, you know, sucking your tongue is just kind of weird. And then also have to be a stranger in public is just weird. And then also with, like, we look at kind of the priest over the past 400 years, but in particularly last like 2 weeks, that have come out and, you know, been shown to have been abusing children. This is like not something that is surprising. And it's something that we don't even talk about in the aggregate. We only talk about in instances, like in individual instances, and rather I'll talk about like, what does this mean for religion as a whole or implications, because we're not even allowed to, you know, approach that type of questioning about the ideal or the institutions. Like, I feel like, I mean, obviously I've never lived in any other era, but like, I feel like the time that we live in when it comes to critiquing institutions is just as oppressive and just as kind of stuck as it always has been. Like, I don't think that I really don't feel like we can look back, you know, at least in our recent history, and say, I mean, that like we can push back on institutions. Like, we've seen what happens when you push back. There is a immediate and exponentially larger reaction from institutions, right? So when you push up against, so you have to talk about it in individuals. And when you talk about like these politicians passing these kind of draconian laws against trans people and against, you know, anti-voting rights that are targeted towards people of color and Democrats and people who are thinking, I wouldn't say Democrats, really just like leftists, but really just like people not on the same team. You see these things go over. Like, it's very interesting for me to feel, to see like the outrage to the Dalai Lama, I think is absolutely warranted. Like, it's weird. And that's just not something that we do in public or do in private or just do at all. And so people have like this right answer to go to. But when it comes to trans rights or trans kids in sports, you know, it's like this. We have to, they attack that more than they attack, you know, pedophile priests. Anyways, like, so they passed a law last week, that targeted, that said, that basically banned transgender athletes in sports in Kentucky. And the ban affected two girls in the entire state. That's how many people are banned from this ban. And the idea that we have politicians who find it to be of crucial importance in a state that has had, I think, 6 mass shootings in the first 3 months of the year, that they should need to ban transgender athletes because two girls, neither of whom have won a state championship, are participating. It's absolutely nuts. And so it's crazy the types of protection that we think that people need, and the types of protection that people are not going to get because we are focused on the wrong shit. Like who are we protecting? Like, who are these rules and service are protecting? It doesn't make any sense. Now, I was going to bring in Israel Adesanya, but I actually took a left path. Anyways, Israel Adesanya, I don't know if you watched the fight on Saturday, but he was fighting Pereira. This guy he fought before who had knocked him out twice and beat him a third time, and this is his fourth time fighting. And in one of the first matches, they fought in kickboxing, and Pereira's son, after Israel Adesanya got knocked out, he hit himself with a water bottle and fell over. Pretty funny, especially as a six-year-old. Like, you know, you see your dad knock somebody out, you out here going to be playing. Anyways, fast forward 5 years, Israel Adesanya knocks his dad out, goes and finds the kid in the stands, points at him, and then pretends to go to sleep in the ring, mimicking his dad. The kid's crying, and then he gets on there and talking trash. Now, you know, this show is pro-bullying. And, like, while I think in some other situations, I feel like, you know, maybe this has gone to a little far. But I feel like I laugh harder and harder every time I watch the video. And, like, yeah, that kid is crying. And as an adult, I have a rule. Like, you probably shouldn't be out here making kids cry. But I feel like that's one of those things that... It's one of those things that's gonna make him stronger, you know? It's gonna make that kid, you know, think about making fun of somebody. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's a good lesson for him and his dad to talk about. Say, hey, son, you know, sometimes shit happens. You can't be out here making fun of people. Especially writing checks that I gotta cash. Anyways, if I was Israel Adesanya, I'm definitely not fighting that dude again. Like, if somebody beat me up 3 times in a row and then I beat him up one time, I feel like as a fighter, you would feel like, yeah, I have to fight him. But, like, as a human being, like me, I'm probably going to be like, nah, not going to do that. So crazy. So much stuff is going on. So we know we talked about how Vancouver is allowing people to drink in parks this summer, where there will be a pilot project where there will be plazas where people are allowed to drink. Basically, Vancouver on Cambie 17th, Cambie 18th, Granville 13th, Granville 14th, Main Street 21st, basically, and Maple and 4th. Oh, it's right near my house. You can drink outside. Basically, on all those little side streets that are like bike lanes, you've seen them. Like, they have those concrete bricks. You'll be able to drink there. I thought you could always drink there, but apparently it's going to be, like, more open. It's very interesting how, like, Vancouver has just become a lot more lenient on, on, like, the only rules that I've ever seen police officers enforce, which are driving the RVs down Kids Beach, making people pour out alcohol. And speaking of the police, so, you know, last week the police, Thursday, Friday, did a, like, raid of taking down people's tents, and it was like the city, you know, throwing them in the trash, tents, belongings, and kind of all types of stuff that people had on Hastings and the surrounding area. And during that day, there was a police officer who was photographed wearing like a thin blue line police badge. And so, what is his name? Officer McKinnon was wearing the prohibited thin blue line. This tweet says, after a long day of beating up unhoused neighbors. Basically what they're doing is throwing people's trash. And like, asking, like, where are they going to go? Like, if you look at the shelters are overwhelmed, got too many, don't have enough beds. I was talking with a individual on Sunday because I was out with one of my friend's organization serving some food to the homeless on Sunday for Easter dinner, and talking to a man I met, and he was telling me about the conditions in the SRO that he lived in and how basically his stuff was ruined in a flood. He had to move out, and they never, like, when he came back, all of his stuff was still wet. They didn't do, like, it's just like, just how the conditions are so poor. He's like, you know, where am I supposed to, where am I living on the street? Like, he's got a job. He's like, he goes to work, he comes back, his shit is flooded. It's all of his stuff is ruined. He doesn't obviously have enough money to go get new stuff. And so he's stuck. He's like, well, it seems to be better living on the street. And it's like, damn, that's crazy. Also was crazy, which is something I noticed during the homeless count, which is how, like, the large percentage of people who are unhoused, particularly downtown, who we served are men. And it makes me wonder, it's like, well, you know, what is going on? Obviously, somebody who's thought about this a lot deeper than I have has thought about this, but, you know, it's a lot of men out there. And I feel like there's some underlying things that we have to talk about, you know, like that. Like, it's interesting. I'm talking about this with work, about mental health and this focus on, we talk about mental health awareness way more than we ever have. We kind of discuss it a lot, like, as a society, but never to really talk about, like, we talk about how to treat it with medicine, but never like, okay, what is causing all this mental health? I read a statistic, and in America, it's like 20%, like 1 out of every 5 adults is medicated for some type of mood altering or attention disorder or some type of neurological disorder. 1 out of 5. And that seems to be very high. And it is growing every year. So it's like, what are we doing that is causing people to not be able to cope? And how is this happening to men downtown and getting in these positions? Anyways, so this officer is wearing this thin blue line. And I went to go see. I was like, I wonder if I can see how much money he earned. And so you can see they don't. You have to apply to the Freedom of Information Act to look at the specific officer. They just give you this bullshit PDF file that just has the salaries, but it doesn't say the name. But what you do find is that the police chief earned $500,000 last year, and about half of the police officers earn over $100,000. And so when you think about, like, what did the police do in downtown in Vancouver? It's like, not much. Well, how does the police chief make $500,000? $500,000 is a lot of money for a job that you should want to do because it feels good. Like, I remember this was like an argument about not paying teachers a lot when I was, I don't know when I was growing up, but people would definitely talk about this. They would say, you can't pay teachers. Because then you would only get people who were in it for the money, and you don't want it. And you don't want people who are solely in it for the money. And it's crazy because when you talk about jobs, like there's certain jobs that they say that about. And it's often the jobs that we need the most and often the jobs that people treat the worst. And so nobody tells a police officer, hey, you shouldn't earn $500,000 because you really should be in this for a higher calling. Like this should be in for you should want to feel good about being a part of this system. Nobody says that to a police officer. They just say, get the money. $500,000 to be the police chief. Who would have thought? And anyways, you can make over $100,000 being a police officer. Pretty easy. I think they start at $80,000 for the bum cops. So this Officer McKinnon out here beating people up, wearing uniforms that are illegal, and then also wearing it on the front. The idea for me is just like, you say a thin blue line, but bro, what the fuck are you stopping? This is Vancouver. Nothing happens here. And when I say nothing happens here, I mean like, stuff does happen here. I think there was a stabbing at New West and something happened downtown. But it's like the police are never in danger. Those are bums. Anyways, rent up. I was looking at cheap flights. Cheap flights are still not cheap. Shit's crazy. So much stuff going on. I talked about all the things we talked about in one go. I was like, I had this really nice breakdown, but it kind of flowed pretty good. Before we move on to some funny ass news that's happening around the world, we'll stay in BC. Listen, if you are in BC and you're listening to this, maybe you're at work right now, or maybe you're with your friends and you're all at work and you're in the back room, maybe you're washing dishes right now and you're like, you know what? Turn on that Off the Beaten Path. Easy to be speaking at. Shit. The BC minimum wage is going to increase to $16.75 an hour on June 1st. So make sure if you work in a job and you're getting paid minimum wage, make sure on June 1st that they bump your shit up a dollar, because that's like the minimum that you're owed. And so make sure that you can get your money. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about how some people are just sick, and a lot of those people work for some of the brands that you love the most. Let me get back. I've been on the grind, I don't sleep for nothing. All this paper coming, tell them keep it coming. Don't need your advice if you ain't eating nothing. I done seen it coming. I've been on the grind, I don't sleep for nothing. All this paper coming, tell them keep it coming. Don't need your advice if you ain't eating nothing. I done seen it coming. Being as I know how far y'all can get, it's been hard for me to crack a smile. Don't need to lie to me, no need to point out the ones in denial. Let all my naysayers roast. We start approaching, it's gonna get wild. The money empires, play with my paper. I come out the crater, I turn to a monster. We keep the peace, so just keep that shit cordial, or you'll see the dotter. Y'all boys are playing them games like that shit is proper. Your bitch wanna come over now, and I ain't finna stop it. It's best that you watch her. She see you acting, you deserve an Oscar. She know I'm a monster. She fell in love with the real, cause she went to my concert. She know that you ain't gonna prosper. You an imposter. How about the whip, even if it's a four, and feel like it's a monster. I just been hungry for more, and I seen that shit coming some days. I was only a toddler. You know that we got. Thank you. You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Listen, if you're still with me, go give to the goddamn fund drive. Listen, giving is good for your heart. What's not good for your heart is smoking. And so in the UK, smokers are set to receive vape kits to help them quit tobacco. Giving somebody a vape kit to help quit tobacco is crazy. Crazy. Listen, tobacco companies are crazy. I think it's nuts how tobacco companies have found like this loophole to continue to get money. And that loophole is to try to push people off of try to push people off of cigarettes, but not off of smoking. And so they push you off of smoking, but right to the vape. And what's crazy about the vape is it's like rechargeable. So like they don't even have to keep selling you the cigarettes and keep growing the tobacco or doing whatever they got to do to it. They just keep making the vape cartridges and keep selling you. So 1 million smokers in the UK will be given vape starter kit and support as a part of a government scheme to encourage them to give up tobacco. Swap to Stop is a scheme announced by the UK Minister of Health and will reportedly offer pregnant women who smoke 4,000 pounds in shopping vouchers and provide 1 in 5 smokers with a free vaping kit. It's so crazy that, like, I hope that they've done this research to think that, like, to see if, like, this is actually something that is viable and can work. Because the fact that they are giving this suggests to me that they have, but like also it feels like a good way for the vape companies to collect on some dollar bills. Like I can't imagine, like it's like selling an alcoholic person like, hey, you can't drink anymore. So I'm going to give you this pill that makes you get drunk. And you're like, is that better? Obviously not. It doesn't make any sense. But in another news of play stupid games, win stupid prizes, there's a few people who have played some stupid games and have won some delightfully stupid prizes. So this one guy, a 43-year-old Minnesota man, has been sentenced to 2 years behind bars for aiming a laser at a Delta Airlines plane. Nicholas James of Rochester, Wisconsin, pled guilty this year after he aimed a laser at an Airbus at 9,000 feet in the air. Basically, that's 2 years in jail. That's insane. Also, don't shine lasers at planes. Also, how did they know it was him? That's the craziest part. It's like he shined the laser and they were like immediately on his ass. Which means, let you know that, listen, they're always watching. So be on your P's and Q's. But who else? A man was sentenced to 72 months and $43,000 in restitution for his part in storming the Capitol on January 6th. Now, I wonder for him, like, was it worth it? Like, are these people going to come out like Tupac, you know, after they get out of jail? Like, that's kind of what I'm wondering on the back end. Like, have we thought this through, like, about these January 6th idiots who are, I mean, obviously they need to be punished, but when they come out of jail, they're going to be like 50 Cent, like, you know, or, like, what are they going to come out of jail like? I wonder what type of, I mean, like, because when these people are in jail, like, I've watched enough TV to know that jails are like where white people go to get radicalized. So I wonder what it's going to be like for these people who are like already kind of radicalized. When I mean like kind of radicalized, they're like Republican white collar radicalized, like, you know, blue collar radicalized. Like, I don't know if they are skinhead radicalized. Are these people going to go in there and be like, holy shit, this is exactly what I've been missing? Or are they going to go in there and get scared? I don't know. I don't know. I'm interested in seeing. But $43,000 of restitution, that's crazy because that means you can't get commissary. Every time somebody puts money on your shit, they just take it. He's going to be a pirate. He's got to be. You know, another. Now, listen. Now, this person plays stupid games and wants the prize. Now, you are, now he's looking at you like you're the stupid prize. So, a few years ago, you know, during the pandemic, a lot of documentaries came out. One of those documentaries was about Firefest. So, if you don't remember Firefest, Firefest was that this, like, festival that was supposed to happen in the Bahamas. It was supposed to be sweet VIP, Instagram influencers, yada, yada, flying from Miami to Bahamas. You're going to get there. It's going to be crazy. Everybody did these orange squares on Instagram. It's supposed to be, like, the hottest party. Anyways, the founder, Billy McFarland, declared that he's going to throw a fire festival too. This man was sentenced to 6 years in prison for Firefest and fraud. And he's coming back after, like, he lost 20, he was down 26 million and came back. He said, I owe 20 people $26 million. Here's how I'm going to pay it back. I spend half of my time filming TV shows. The other half I focus on what I'm really good at. Coming up with wild creative, getting talent together, and he's going to make a Firefest 2. And have already got people planning to help him. Now, this is just one of those crazy things where it's like people want to give him money so that he can make another Firefest. Now, this is like one of those things where we talk about this all the time, where it's these mediocre white dudes failing their way into success. Because let's say he throws his Firefest 2 and it is a flop. Let's say it fucks up. He fucks off, same thing. That's another documentary. That's more money. He could throw, with that, he's going to be able to throw a Firefest 3. This time we're going to get it right. Maybe Firefest 2 blows up and it's the best party ever. I just don't think that's actually possible. I was watching this documentary on wrestling where it was talking about the second coming of NWO and talking about, like, how when you try to make it the second time, it just cannot sustain. Like, anything that happened organically the first time, like one time, I mean, everybody's experienced this. You do something organic, maybe with a group of friends, and you're like, this is amazing. And even if it wasn't perfect and nothing went right, like, it just came together. You know, it just came together and it just made you feel good. Like, it made you feel like there was something about it that felt fresh. And when you try to repeat that, it just doesn't work. It doesn't come together. And I think that's what Firefest 2 would be. But anyways, the idea is that people are still giving this man money. And we talk about how people just can't get the funding, and it's the access and the idea that people just don't. Like, people just want to see this guy, want to see him win, which is good for him. But I'm a hater of all things easy. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, things that don't make any sense. Things that do make sense, though, is this YouTuber, maybe we talked about this last week, who went to prank somebody and got shot. And I might talk about this every week because, listen, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Also, you play pranks on people, eventually, maybe, sometimes, you can get shot about it. And you can only be mad at yourself. Nobody else to be mad at. But we do this every Tuesday, 10 to 11, right after Crimes and Treasons, 8 to 10. Listen, it's the best radio show in Canada, in BC, in Vancouver. By far the best radio night in Canada. So check us out. We do this every Tuesday. If you haven't given any money to the fund drive, don't be stingy. Give it up. I'm out.
time to get ready. 'Cause you used to make too much out of that kind of stuff. And you turn your head around and it kills. 'Cause the dress looks nice on you still, and it always will. I wait a long time just to see you. I'm happy to be catching up. No, we don't have to patch things up. Just turn the lights down for the thrill. 'Cause the dress looks nice on you still, and it always was. We should go out and dance like we used to dance. We should go out in old hands, lovers' old hands, and I can't tell you who's gonna last. Well, maybe that. I don't have. Okay, I do.